Welcome to a very special episode of Ryan's Reviews. On today's episode of the podcast, I am going to be discussing Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episodes 6 through 10 very briefly. I have a very bad cold. Still trying to recover from it. This episode was meant to go out towards the end of last week or even kind of in the middle of the week, but I lost my voice entirely. So here it is. I'm going to kind of struggle through this, but just bear with me. I know I don't sound great. So Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode 6, this aired October 29th, 1995, has Attack of the 50-Foot Eyesores, Nightmare on Evergreen Terrace, a play on Nightmare on Elm Street, and Homer to the Third Power, where Homer finds a portal to another dimension through the wall behind the bookshelf in his house. I think that is definitely the best segment. It just introduces a new style of animation for the show. It was groundbreaking at the time, and then they actually introduce Homer into the real world, and he's walking around, and there are actual people. And I think that's the only time that has ever happened in a Simpsons episode. It has references to Myst. There are just so many good jokes, especially one about Tron. I think that is my favorite segment of the three, but Nightmare on Evergreen Terrace is also a strong episode. I love Nightmare on Elm Street, so to see a Simpsons episode that is a play on that, or a Simpsons segment at least, I really, really enjoy that. Attack of the 50-Foot Eyesores has the little Paul Anka song at the end, and it has my favorite joke of the episode, where it cuts to Kent Brockman, and he's just at the end of one of his stories, and he just says the last line of his story, and they always came up with really good ones, but this is maybe my favorite, and he says, "That's how a hippo became a deputy." I always just really, really like that joke. A very strong episode overall. So if you're only going to watch a few episodes this Halloween, that would definitely be one that should maybe be on the list. Another one that should be on the list, though, is Simpsons Treehouse of Horror Episode 7, which aired October 27th, 1996. The Thing and I and the Genesis Tube are fine. The Thing and I, Bart finds out that he has a twin that was conjoined with him at birth and that they were separated. And that one is okay. There's some good jokes. There's a good twist ending that you might see coming. The Genesis Tube, Lisa, using one of her baby teeth that fell out, is able to create this small world where there are actual living beings there, but they end up shrinking her down into their world. And though they view her as a god, she's kind of stuck there. And Bart, at the same time, is trying to destroy this new world, this community. And then the all-time classic and the reason that you need to watch this episode is Citizen Kang. And this segment was, again, this whole episode aired right before the November election of 1996 between Bill Clinton and Bob Dole and a third party candidate, Ross Perot. And there's a really, really good joke, a classic joke, maybe, I don't know, the joke that is the most referenced apart from the Flanders zombie joke that I mentioned in the previous Treehouse episode of the podcast, but all-time classic joke where I can't remember if it's Kang or Koda said, "Vote for a third party candidate, go ahead, throw your vote away," and then you see Ross Perot punch through his hat. Just an all-time classic, and one that is often used as elections get closer. There's also a really good joke in the Genesis Tube where, again, you kind of have to watch the episode, but when Lisa gets shrunk down, she gets very upset that she was shrunk down and they can't make her big again. So she gets upset with the whole crowd that is around her and she says, "Shouldn't you be groveling?" And then she says, "And get me some shoes." And it's just funny to see Lisa. Lisa's usually not a character that gets very upset. So it's kind of fun to see that. And then The Thing and I is just, yeah, it's just, I think, the weakest of the three segments. That being said, not a bad episode. The next episode is where the quality maybe dips down just a little bit, and that is Simpsons Treehouse 4, Episode 8, which aired October 30th, 1994. So I'm going to get some water here. You're going to hear that for about 5 seconds, so just be prepared. Okay, hopefully now I can keep going. Man, what a struggle. But thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Let's talk Simpsons Treehouse of Horror, Episode 8, which aired October 30th, 1994. In this opening, there's a Fox censor that repeatedly gets stabbed over and over again, animated, of course. He looks like a Simpsons character. And you see the rating in the top left corner change to be more and more severe. And that's how the episode starts. It's a very violent opening. But the three segments are the Omega Man, Fly vs. Fly, and Easy Bake Coven. The Omega Man, Mayor Quimby insults the French. They end up sending a nuclear missile, and it ends up destroying Springfield and leaving Homer the only one alive. He soon finds out that some others ended up surviving. You can't see me put that in quotes, end up surviving, but they're kind of these flesh-eating zombies. And then Fly vs. Fly is a play on both movie versions of The Fly, where Bart accidentally he goes into this teleportation device with a fly, and their DNA ends up getting crossed, and Bart ends up kind of becoming an actual little fly, while the fly turns into kind of this human fly creature. I think that's the least strong segment of the three. The Omega Man has some really good jokes in it. Easy Bake Coven is my favorite, though. This is a play on the Salem Witch Trials, and Marge is pushed off a cliff to her death after being accused of being a witch, but turns out she actually is a witch. So are Selma and Patty. And it is a story about how the first Halloween starts. And the best joke in that episode, or in that segment, is definitely a caramel cod. It's my favorite episode. It's my favorite joke of the whole episode. Everything else, yeah, not up to par with the caramel cod. Okay, two more episodes to get through. Let's see if I can make it. Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode 9, which aired October 26, 1997. Absolute classic opening. This is where Lisa is riding her bike. Bart is riding his skateboard. Homer is trying to run into the house before Marge hits him with the car. But everything terrible that could happen ends up happening. It's an all-time classic opening. And that being said, that's probably the best joke of the entire episode. For some reason, Treehouse of Horror episode 9 is the weakest of the first 10. You have Hell to Pay, where Snake is sent to the electric chair and Homer gets a hair implant and gets Snake's hair, but the hair controls him. It's not a very strong episode. The Terror of Tiny Toon, where Bart and Lisa get sucked into an itchy and scratchy cartoon, is probably the strongest of the three. And then Starship Poopers, which you find out that Maggie is actually the daughter of Kang. And I don't know, this episode just doesn't work. I think the first and the third, Starship Poopers and Hell to Pay, are really, really bad segments overall. And I think the Terror of Teeny Toon at least has an interesting concept and some fun things going on. They even got Regis Philbin and a couple others to participate in this episode, which was kind of fun to see, just as a time capsule. But definitely the low point of the first 10 episodes, definitely one that you don't need to see. Okay, and on to the last episode that I will be talking about today before I rest my voice, and that is Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode 10, which did air on Halloween in 1999. This is an episode in which Marge comes back and gives her warning, and this is an episode that is quite good. I know what you Italy did. Desperately seeking Xena, if I can get that out, man, it's like Fox and Socks, and Life's a Glitch, and Then You Die. Best segment is Life's a Glitch, and Then You Die, just because this aired right before, just a couple months prior to the panic that was Y2K, just having the Simpsons having to experience Y2K, and Homer being responsible for it. It was just really funny, and there's just a lot of good jokes, and it's I think this is the first time you saw the entire Springfield community have to deal with kind of this post-apocalyptic scenario. So it's a fun segment. Worst segment is I Know What You Diddly Italy Did. Marge ends up hitting Ned Flanders with her car, and they kind of get rid of the body in the hopes that nobody suspects foul play. But then anyway, someone keeps writing, and I forget what this is based off, a short story or a movie maybe, keeps writing on the Simpsons walls, I Know What You Diddly Italy Did. And then you find out exactly what was going on. Best joke is possibly the very, very end of Life's a Glitch, and Then You Die, where you have people that are on a spaceship and they're singing, and Homer and Bart can't take it anymore. I think that joke works really well. But there are a lot of really good jokes. I really like, I guess I forgot to put the fog lights in from I Know What You Diddly Italy Did. I like that at the beginning. I think that's a very funny joke as well. But yeah, it's just I think this one is a memorable episode just because it's a very interesting time capsule, especially looking back at it. Now it's been over two decades. So thank you for bearing with me on today's episode of Treehouse of Horror, the Treehouse of Horror episode of this podcast. Thank you for bearing with me. I know that my voice sounds terrible, but I will be back with a new episode talking about Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors episodes 11 through 15 in the next couple of days. And then I'll be talking about Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors 16 through whatever it is, 33, at the very end of the month. I'm just going to do one really big podcast. I'm not going to break down individual episodes once I get past 15. I'm just going to kind of talk about it as a whole, talk about favorite episodes, talk about episodes to avoid, but I'm not going to break down each segment probably. That would just end up being a really, really long episode that people probably wouldn't enjoy too much. But thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. Again, this podcast is available on Spotify. I have other podcasts. The Pistons Presser has started up, as the Detroit Pistons season has started, as has that podcast. So please check that out and support it. If you are a sports fan, if you are a fan of basketball, if you're a fan of the Pistons, please check that out. At the end of the month, I will be starting two new podcasts, Fiction Fanatic. This month's book was The Midnight Library. Each month there will be a new fiction book that I will review at the end of the month. It's going to be a very short podcast, very easy to listen to. 5-10 minutes, just giving my thoughts on the book, and that's it. And same with First Playthrough, which is going to be a video game based podcast in which I talk about one video game a month. And this month's game is Alan Wake Remastered. So hope you can check some of those out. Support the podcasts. I would really appreciate it. But I will be back, I think, on Tuesday night, reviewing episodes 11 through 15.